What if your personal or business brand was so focused and so on target that it was easy for everyone in your organization to understand? What if you connected with your clients on an emotional level so deeply that they never forgot you? This is what the most successful brands in the world do. It's not about ad budgets. It's about developing a consistent brand, no matter the industry, location, or size of the company. Discover your brand and create an amazing, foolproof marketing strategy. This is the Brand Archetypes Podcast, hosted by Kevin Scarrett and Amy Zander, owners of BrandArchetypes.com. Join them on a journey to discover your most powerful, true brand.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Brand Archetypes Podcast. How are you today, Amy?
I'm doing really well, Kevin. How about you?
Very good. So we have the third installment of the archetypes, the individual archetypes. And last week we said we were going to do Hero. How's that sound to you?
Sounds good. Hero's a great one. It's one that a lot of people identify with. And we have a lot of clients that pick the Hero.
Yeah, it is one of the big four. So I think probably the one that is picked most often by small business consultants. Like if you're a business coach or a personal coach or a
health coach
or
something with coach in your title.
So yeah, any kind of coach. Yeah. Right. They always want to pick the Hero. So even people like I had years ago, I had resume writers, lots and lots of resume writers as clients, and they wanted to be heroic as well. And I think that the draw to small business owners there is to, you know, I want to be seen as the person who really saves the day, because I'm going to bet that most of the time in their interactions with their clients, it's typically one-on-one that they're servicing small to medium-sized businesses as well. And when you're interacting one-on-one with a person and you're bringing this vast amount of expertise, you kind of feel like the hero. So I think that's kind of cool, but as we've always told our clients, you have to be careful about what your competitors are doing. So if one small business coach is a hero, what are all the others going to try to be?
Right. And later on, we can talk a little bit about, you know, different archetypes or similar ones that you might want to choose if all your competitors are going with the hero.
Yeah. So let's talk about the big ideas first. So the hero, just, you know, go ahead and picture, if you will, the classic hero in your mind. You know, you probably think of, you know, like Superman and, you know, a big strong guy with a big cape, or a strong, big strong girl for that matter, right?
That's right.
with a blue cape.
Right.
And, you know, the wind in the hair. Probably pretty dang attractive as human beings go, right?
Yeah.
So you got the image. And that person typically, stereotypically, is usually a very energetic, a very efficient and productive kind of person. They save the day. You know, they rarely make mistakes, but when they do, they're able to solve them quickly. You know, so all of the things that ooze out of our brains as human beings when we hear the word hero, that's all inside this archetype. It's probably the most classic of all of the archetypes, in that, you know, when you study Joseph Campbell or
like the hero's journey is a classic literature format of writing stories. Lots of stories follow the hero's journey format. So we're definitely all familiar with that, even if we don't know consciously that we know that we've all read the hero journey stories.
Right, and you know, if you go back to Abraham Maslow, the hierarchy of needs, and you start looking at things like that, you start tapping into archetypes, and you know, there's just lots of classical, especially like you said in literature, classical applications of the hero.
Right, so anyway. And who doesn't want to feel like the hero once in a while anyway? Right, we all like that feeling.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
So each time we talk about these archetypes, we list out alternative names. So why don't you give us those, since you're the word girl?
Yeah, so hero is pretty typical. Most, you know, everybody understands what the hero means, but some other words that people use for the hero could be leader or warrior, avenger, champion, the victor, or the detective.
I like the victor.
I do. I like that too.
Hail.
It's like, I just think, yeah, well, go blue. No.
For those listeners who are not Michigan fans, aficionados of the state of Michigan, Amy is an MSU, Michigan State University person, and they are the Spartans, and I am a University of Michigan person, and they are the Wolverines, but our tagline is Hail to the Victors. So
right.
it's a little...
Yeah. A little rivalry.
Yeah.
Moving on. But I always think of the Queen song "We Are the Champions" when I think of the Heroes.
Ah, there you go. Yeah, and boy, that kind of I've never actually done that in my brain before, but absolutely. Think about that song. It really is a super energetic feel good kind of. You know, that's why that song is so popular, is because the way it makes you feel, right?
Yeah. Well, and anytime I can interject the band Queen in any conversation, it feels like a win. So
there you go.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about the sub-archetypes, because we always do. And of course, there is the hero is the main archetype, but there is the hero sub-archetype. And that one is probably the one that contains the most examples that we've seen. It focuses on achievement and productivity and winning, just, you know, the classical superhero kind of stuff, right? But there is also inside the hero three others. The leader, which focuses, I know this is going to be a shock, leadership. The detective, that is an archetype that heroically seeks out the truth. So there are some things in the world that happen that are especially in business, that just aren't truthful. And they deceive. And for those issues, the detective helps seek out the truth and help their clients. The Avenger, very similar to the detective, is it takes those things that are wrong, or takes people who have been wronged, and it avenges them. It really focuses on not truth, but right versus wrong. So if something is just wrong and you look at it and you go, yeah, that's wrong, the Avenger is going to come in and make it right.
Yeah, we see a lot of nonprofit businesses adopt the Avenger or the detective, a combination of those within the hero, because they're always trying to raise money for the underprivileged or organizations or things like that. And that's a really common archetype for nonprofits.
Right. And so there are lots of examples of these. And with the sub-archetypes, we're still looking for not help, but we're looking for input from the listeners, from our clients. We like to try to find lots and lots of examples of each of these. And the sub-archetypes are so new to us. They're only a couple of years old now, and we're just now finishing up the book, and we're just now starting to apply the sub-archetypes aggressively in the use of, or in the actual application of the archetype idea for our clients. And so we don't have... for some of the sub-archetypes, we don't have tons of examples, but for the hero archetype, we've got lots of examples. So, Amy, why don't you dive in and give us some examples?
Yeah, thanks, Kevin. So the one that we use all the time is Nike. It's really, hands down, one of the most powerful and successful brands on the planet. Pretty much everybody knows Nike, their swoosh, their tagline, just do it. And they are the quintessential example of the hero. And what's really interesting is you pointed this out to me a little while ago, and I've actually talked to some of my clients or people when I've just been talking about this stuff. And it's really interesting, like, when is the last time Nike actually talked about shoes in their ads? They don't even talk about the product that they make
ever.
Because they're you're right, and because they're so focused on just portraying that hero mindset, and everybody just knows, just do it. I mean, that's forever, you know, partnered with Nike. Yeah.
And to give our regular hat tip to Margaret Marks and Carol Pearson, the authors of The Hero and the Outlaw, in that chapter where that talks about the hero archetype, they go in pages and pages and talking about Nike as the example of the consummate hero. And after talking about archetypes and the hero in great detail for a decade and a half, absolutely agree with them that they are the consummate hero. I think that Nike, not just because of what they do, but how successful they've been at what they do, that they are, in my mind, are arguably the most successful brand on the planet. Now, I know Interbrand places, you know, like Apple or, is the most recommended or recognized brand on the planet right now. And I forget who else is in the top five, but Nike has been for years and years and years at the top of the list. But I think that if I were to compare Nike to other companies, I think that they do a better job of what we're talking about than any other company. So yeah. Put them at the top of the list. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So another one would be BMW. They embody the hero mindset. Mm-hmm. Mr. Clean, you know, Mr. Clean's going to come in there with his shiny head and make your house all shiny and be the hero of your house cleaning.
I'm working on that shiny head.
No, whatever. You are not. No.
Hair by hair.
No.
I'm approaching the Mr. Clean.
You still got a lot of hair. That's funny, though. FedEx is another example of the hero. They're going to deliver those packages and save the day and get stuff to you on time. The Red Cross is a really good example of one of those sub-archetypes we were talking about, like the detective or the Avenger, where they're helping people and delivering life-saving blood and things like that. That's a really good example of that. And then the last example we have is the Duracell with the bunny. Just keeps going and going. I mean, it's kind of like your hero never gets tired. Your hero is always going to be there. So that's kind of a fun twist on the hero.
The Red Cross, I really do think that's a great example of an Avenger. You know, when you talk about going into some third world country to, you know, and you think about, wow, here's a whole village full of little kids that have, you know, the bloated bellies from the protein deficiencies and the bugs all over their face. And it's like, that's just wrong. Someone needs to do something about that. Who's willing to do that? It's the Red Cross, right? So as we say this, my youngest son and his new bride are, they are leaving Sunday morning. They're in Mazatlan, Mexico. They had just finished training for a missionary trip, and they're going into the rainforests of central Mexico to a very remote village that needs medical support. You know, they very rarely get doctors to where they are, and so here we are talking about the Red Cross as an Avenger, and it makes me very proud that my son is doing this. But boy, very concerning as a parent. You know, it's a scary thing thinking about loved ones going into those kinds of areas of the world. It's not the safety of, you know, middle America and, you know, in a suburban town, you know.
Right. Well, you've got your son doing that, and then your wife's son is in the military.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you've got another kind of hero there.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. Just got deployed, is somewhere in Iraq right now. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Scary there. Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay. How about if we start our SWOT analysis, and just to repeat for people who are listening to this podcast for the first time, SWOT is a very classic business analysis process, and SWOT stands for strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. So why don't you start us out, Amy?
Yeah, let's talk about the pros and the strengths or the opportunities of the hero. So typically the hero brand will embody the following ideas and attributes. They're motivational, self-confident, for sure, self-disciplined, competent, courageous, energetic, and they not only are a leader, but they motivate other people to be a leader, and they're not a ruler, which we'll talk about in a minute, but they're going to be right in the trenches with everybody else. They're not just going to be standing on the mountain telling everybody what to do. They're empowered, but they also empower others to feel like they can do things too, and they're ambitious, and they're focused, and they're able to make tough choices, which is, I think, a key part of being a hero. Not everybody likes to make choices, or tough choices for sure. Mm-hmm. And often they're portrayed as youthful and inspiring and victorious. And then, you know, the hero instills a huge amount of trust and dependability. I mean, you have to trust that brand or that company that's the hero. That's a big part of what they do.
Yeah, I would actually go so far as to say that trust is faith.
It's that, you know, I don't know 100% sure that this person's going to save me, but I got to have faith because I really need a hero right now. You know, and a lot of people in business, when they reach out to a consultant or a coach or someone like that, they're really in dire straits. They're in trouble. They need help. And this person comes in and does it, does the job. And that takes to put your faith in another person to do something that you probably could or should be doing on your own, but can't. That takes faith. And that's where the trust comes in. So it is a very trustworthy archetype. So let's talk about the weaknesses. Probably the biggest weakness, and again, these are kind of the internal ideas of the hero. So if I'm a hero, I don't want to be seen as wimpy. I don't want to actually be wimpy, but I definitely don't want to be seen as wimpy. And similarly, I don't want to have fear. I don't want to be perceived as weak or vulnerable. As a hero, I can't ever just sit back and chill, right? I actually have to always forge ahead. I always have to aggressively do the next great step, the next thing that needs to be done. So I'm never allowed to give up. And that takes a lot of energy to have that mentality and to do it effectively. So being a hero does take a lot of effort to keep that momentum going. It's exhausting, both physically and mentally. And if you let that get to you and it starts to come across in your persona as a hero, then, you know, it changes how people see you. And worst of all, to be seen as a person who is a loser, or, you know, just the act of losing itself is very hard on heroes.
Yeah, or like the term wishy-washy comes to mind. You can't flip-flop or be wishy-washy when you're a hero.
Definitive, yeah. Forge ahead. Even if you don't know exactly what you're doing, you exude that you know everything. Everything is planned. Everything is exactly part of what I intended, right? And so that wishy-washy, right. Yeah, I totally get that. So other downsides or weaknesses, heroes never want to be seen as arrogant, and yet sometimes they can be. If you got to be careful of that. If you're a hero, you have to be confident and exude this air of strength and you know that you know
dependability.
Yeah, there's the word I'm looking for.
Yeah,
yeah. Of course. Thank you for.
But it's a fine line. There's a fine line between arrogant and the hero knowing what you're doing,
right.
Kind of thing.
And so another weakness is this view. What happens when, you know, imagine, you know, Superman at the end of the day, he goes home, you know, he pops the TV tray dinner in the microwave and sits down to watch, reruns of Married with Children in his boxer shorts and pops a cold beer. Can you actually picture Superman doing that? No, it's really hard to do that because
right.
We don't picture Superman doing that thing, you know, shaving in the morning, you know, opening his mail,
right.
You know, but
yeah, they're people too.
Yeah, they are, but
you don't think about them that
yeah,
way.
So the idea behind that, or reason I'm kind of portraying that funny view is if the superhero is not being heroic, well, what are they doing? It's hard to even imagine them not being super heroic. And so there's always this next cause to fight for, this next thing, this next great thing that I have to do. And so a weakness of the hero is you always need the next cause, the next fight, right? So similar to that, you know, what if one of your competitors taunts you with that? You know, it's like the kids on the playground, you know, I dare you. No, I double dog dare you. I triple dog dare you, right? If you allow yourself to take the dare, you're always going to be accepting the dare, and there's always something that you have to do next, right? So,
right, and a good hero is also wise and knows when something is not worth fighting for or not worth going after.
True that. Very, very
yes.
Good priorities
yeah.
on what
yeah.
the next thing should be, right? And
yep.
You know, like you said, being able to take a step back. And I think the last thing I'd throw in is, because it takes such an enormous amount of energy to be a hero, you would never want to be seen as, wow, they're really burnt out. You know, if you've burnt out, then
really, really tough to exude being a hero.
Right. One of the things I want to throw in there too is if you're the owner or the leader or the face of a hero business, some of the things that you don't ever really want to say to people is like, wow, I'm so busy, or oh, I've got a lot going on, or something like that, because you want to portray that you can kind of handle anything. Mm-hmm. And so that's another thing to be cautious of when you're talking about your business, if you're a hero business, is that, you know, just you're ready for anything and you can handle anything.
Right. I have a friend who, you say, hey, how you doing? He says, I'm great, but I'm working on getting better.
Oh, I like that. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're like, wow, okay, you're great, and wow, there's even more room for improvement. That's the kind of mentality a hero would have, right?
That's like a hero, not a ruler. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm not the hero archetype, as we talked about. I'm the outlaw, but I kind of eliminated the word busy from my vocabulary. I don't say, oh, I'm so busy. I'm like, oh, I'm really productive, or oh, I've got cool things going on, because I don't ever want people to think I don't master my own calendar. Right.
I was gonna do that, but I just have too many things going on.
I know. Well, you know. But you're learning.
But I'm learning.
Okay. So opportunities.
Yeah. So if you are the hero against your competition, you have the opportunity to be the person who can make anything happen or do anything. If you're going up against people who don't take on all the clients, or they have problems, or they're picky, or selective, or some people just don't want to work with them, you can be the one that, like, I can do anything. I can make anything happen. And you can be the hero to your clients and customers. Like we said earlier, everybody likes to feel like the hero once in a while, coming in and saving the day, having the solution, offering the words of advice or wisdom, the support, that kind of thing. You're just, you know that you're going to make people feel good at the end of the day, and they're going to really, really appreciate how you've helped them. And then, you know, going head to head with less energetic brands, that's always a good advantage of the hero, because it is one of the most energetic archetypes. If you have a competition that's just lower energy, you're going to stand out, and you're going to make a bigger splash, a bigger noise.
Yeah. So, and we'll talk about that in just a second. Yep. Yeah. I think that's a great statement that needs to be not just said, but repeated, that the hero is one of the most energetic archetypes. So if you really insist on having a lot of energy in your marketing and your business operations and how you present yourself to the world, hero's a great pick.
Yeah, even your like corporate culture, and we've talked about that a little bit before, about how your archetype really needs to jive with your corporate culture as well. Your internal, the way you do things internally, they should all be in alignment.
Absolutely. So let's move on to the last category. That's the threats. And I would say that let's repeat this from what we said last podcast. The threats are kind of an external thing that happens, that how people perceive you is super important. And a threat to a hero is you convey to people that you're going to deliver the goods. You're going to follow through, and you are truly going to save the day. And if you don't, that's kind of not just a, you know, check mark against you. That's a big slap in the face. That is a really harsh thing to have happen to you, because it not just mars your image, it may ruin your reputation permanently. So you don't ever want to fail so egregiously that it affects you this way. But one of the threats is that if your competitors, or if your clients who are talking about you, are portraying you as a failure, That's bad. That's really bad. So anyone who portrays you as a failure, especially your clients, because they're the ones who've experienced it, that's bad. But you expect it kind of for your competitors to pick up on it if they find out that you have failed in any way. So you're constantly having to tend to that idea as a hero.
Right. And also just getting adept at not overpromising.
Absolutely. So heroes are very typically very gung-ho. And one of the threats is that you can be portrayed as being too gung-ho, that you're a little over the top. You need to kind of chillax and do a little bit more evaluation, and, you know, not just jump into things willy-nilly. That's how other people are going to portray you. But your actions do speak louder than words. So if you commit to something and you follow through and you succeed wildly while everybody else is saying, yeah, they really should be pulling back a bit. They really should be more cautious, but you don't. And then you succeed. Wow, you really threw it into their face, right? So your success or your perceived success is actually dependent on the actions that you take and how successful you are with them. So all of these things, like how, especially how your competitors will portray you, there are a lot of threats to this one.
Yeah. So if you are a coach or a consultant or something like that, it's really important for you to do case studies on your clients and to show how you help them, measured results, numbers. You know, numbers are really important, things like that. So if you have a website or things like that, and every time you work with a client, it's really important that you show how you help them and what their results were. That will really help. That's like going back to what you said, Kevin, the actions speak louder than words, proving that you really helped them.
Absolutely. And let's be also clear that in the world of superheroes, you know, when we think of Superman, it's not like he puts a whole lot of thought and energy into, you know, creating a plan. Okay, first I'm going to launch off the top of this building and then I'm going to fly 2.8 miles. No, he just does it, right? Well, hero archetype companies will do the same thing, but they absolutely do have a plan, which leads into your comment, Amy, about case studies. Heroes very clearly have plans, and they very aggressively follow those plans to their conclusions and will always have new plans queued up because it's part of their process. So case studies are really great examples of showing, hey, not only am I able to create great plans, aggressive plans, heroic plans, I'm able to follow through on them. And the end result should be very self-evident, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so let's talk about words, my favorite
it's
part.
It's time for words.
yeah. So we do have the word bank. So if you're interested in those, just get a hold of us and we can get one to you. But some of the words that express leadership and heroism in the hero archetype are things like we're effective, celebrated, charismatic, compelling, dynamic, pioneered, we have vision. And then I really like, there's a lot of phrases that go along with the hero archetype, like a team of experts, a ball of fire, we boost morale, we bring about change or bring about whatever it is that you're selling. We make the difference, we're masters at, we'll never let you down, we deliver the goods, we do more with less, and we do the job, things like that.
Yeah. As I'm listening to you list all of these words and phrases, I'm thinking, you know, almost all of them have this super energetic kind of action verb, like, you know, does it all, or delivers the good, or
yeah, you're right,
boost morale, yeah, so
right, yeah,
and even lets you down, it never lets you down, right? So
right.
So another thing I want to point out here, it also popped into my head as you're talking. When you hear a word like pioneered that you listed, there is this concept called a stem where pioneers, pioneering, you know, those are stems of the same word. And that this also applies to all archetypes. So when you find really great words, also know that all the stems are also great words for those archetypes. So expand your list and how you use them and when you use them, right? And Amy would even go so far as to, you know, take nouns and turn them into verbs, right?
That's true. Yeah.
I don't know if you ever saw the cartoon, what is it, Bucky the Cat? I forget the name of it. Darby Conley is the cartoonist. Anyway, there was this one cartoon where Bucky was making up words and he was called out on it. And he goes, You can word anything if you can verb anything if you just word it.
Yeah, right. There you go. I like that. Yeah, you can verb anything if you just word it. Nice. Right. Okay. I like it.
So you said earlier that we're going to go up against some other archetypes and give some examples. Let's turn this around just a little bit. We're gonna actually give a specific example here in a bit, but let's talk about it a little bit more generically. If I were to point out again that the hero is a very high energy archetype, let's just have you, for as an example, pit you against
a low energy archetype, like the innocent or the neighbor, right? This energy level, all by itself, without any other attributes of the archetype, can be used to logically go up against that other archetype. So a hero going up against an innocent, if the only thing that you ever do is portray the difference in energy level, that would be very successful. Okay. Another is this level, this concept of trust that we've talked about already a bunch of times. The hero, people will have faith that and trust that you're going to save the day. The neighbor is based, their trust level is based on familiarity, and let's say the sage or guru archetype is based on their knowledge and experience. Your trust is based on this heroic ability to save the day. So there's a difference there, and that can be pitted up against other people. So it's not always just directly one against another archetype. You don't always have to go head to head. Sometimes you can just conceptually go up against a whole group of other archetypes. But let's pick a specific example. Let's say, let's go with mother. That seems like a kind of obvious one. If a hero archetype was going up against a mother archetype, Amy, what would be the first thing that pops into your head?
Well, the mother is definitely lower energy than the archetype, and we've been talking about the hero when we talk about energy. But the mother is also pretty low key, like they're risk adverse. It's more about safety and things like that. And the hero will take risks, not maybe to the extent of the outlaw, but they'll take calculated risks that are going to solve a problem. And the mother is nurturing and caring, and they're trying to prevent their kid from going off on their bike without a helmet and things like that, which, you know, the hero is going to be jumping off of buildings and things like that. So, you know, there's that part of it too.
Yeah, Mrs. Superman. I forget her name. That's a great truth. Superman's mom.
Oh, she had a tough job.
Yeah, that was tough. Yeah.
Lots of anxiety there.
The number of skinned knees that she had to put Band-Aids on.
Right.
Okay, so let's overlap some. We obviously can go head-to-head up against other archetypes, but we also have to be aware that the hero is very similar to other archetypes. And that similarity sometimes can be a problem when we're trying to differentiate ourselves. But if we go into this with open eyes and are aware that we are very similar to other archetypes, that's also a good thing. So the first thing I would list would be the outlaw, you know, other high-energy archetypes. That's bold, super high energy. You know, the outlaw is also willing to take lots of risks, just like the hero. You know, wanting to be a role model, but you know, the hero is, you know, is very ideally. Not only do you want to be a hero, everybody else would like you to be a hero as well. But your mom or your family, other family members might not like it if you become an outlaw. But definitely, there's that boldness there, right?
Yeah. Yeah. The ruler is a really interesting one. we haven't covered the ruler yet, but the main idea is like, we know the best way to do things and we're going to do it our way. And you're kind of either with us or without us, or with us or not with us or against us, however you want to say that. But the hero is really a true leader and not like a dictator. They're going to be in the trenches with you, that kind of thing. Whereas the ruler is just, we're going to do it my way because we know best and, you know, we don't really care what you think.
Yeah, if you follow me, great. If not, I'm good with that too.
Right.
Yeah, that's a really interesting point. Very common point of discussion in talking about archetypes because of the number of people who are drawn to the hero as a concept. It for those discussions that include the ruler, you have to point out that the concept of leadership is not inside the ruler. It's in the hero. Because just if I say the name ruler, you might think leadership and being a leader, if you're a ruler, is part of that. It's actually not. You know, the ruler is more, think of more like a king. You know, a king, if he has, you know, 100,000 peasants under his domain, that's great. If it's 50,000, that's fine too. He doesn't, you know, as long as you keep giving me gold and power, I'm good. I don't really care about you. Where the hero absolutely cares about people.
Absolutely. Right?
Yeah, let's see the one more overlapping one. Of course, the jester, because of the energy level, right?
Right.
Yeah. So the that energetic, motivating kind of bubbliness is, I'll say bubbly for the jester, but that doesn't apply to the hero, but you get what I'm saying. It's this super energetic feel that they both have. So there's overlap there, right?
Right. So if you think that your business might be the hero or you're interested in pursuing more of that, we'd love to talk to you more about it. You can also go to our website, which is brandarchetypes.com. You can take our free questionnaire to see if you are a true hero. And there's a whole page dedicated to the hero. It covers lots of things we talked about. There's more examples and video commercials and things like that that you can check out. But we would love to hear you. You can follow our Hero Archetype Facebook page. And we just love to hear, and we always like to talk to everybody about their thoughts about different archetypes, and we'd love to hear from you.
And because we've been asking for input, I think this is going to be one of those easy ones. It is one of the big four, and as we've been talking about this, if you're listening and you've had a half dozen or more companies pop into your head, even if they're local companies, we would still like to reach out to them, explore them, actually see what they're doing. We would love to use local company examples in our suite of great resources. So if you do have any, reach out to us, share them with us. And how about Amy? We pick our next archetype for next week. One of the big four. Let's see. We can do the mother.
Yeah, let's do the mother. Would be good one. Yeah.
Okay. We will talk to you next week. And if you're interested in hearing about the mother, tune in, and we'll talk to you on the other end. Thanks, Amy.
Yep. Have a heroic week.
You've been listening to the Brand Archetypes podcast. Are you ready to discover your company's archetype? Check out brandarchetypes.com, where you can download the book, find out about archetype-specific strategies, connect with us on social media, and sign up for our newsletter.